It's the Morning Show on the Ideas Network. I'm John Munson. As the midterms draw closer, five candidates compete for the nomination in the race for lieutenant governor. As part of our series of candidate interviews, we'll have a discussion with Green Party candidate Tiffany Anderson. She's a senior program coordinator for a global staffing agency. She previously worked in retail management and the hospitality industry. Tiffany, welcome to the Morning Show.
Hi, thank you. I'm excited to be here.
So, first of all, why are you running for lieutenant governor?
So, I'm running because I see the way Wisconsin is being run. Our infrastructure is crumbling. Our, you know, schools are being underfunded. And I want to make a change to be able to, you know, fully fund our school, get our roads back to where they should be, and just really make that positive, progressive change that Wisconsin needs.
Now, you're running against four other people in the midterms, Libertarian Patrick Baird, Democrat Mandela Barnes, Republican incumbent Rebecca Clefish, and Independent Will Loesch. What sets you apart from the other four?
One of the major things that sets me apart is, as a Green Party candidate, I don't accept any corporate financing, so I'm able to work for the people and not have corporate money influence my decisions. I am fully for cannabis legalization. Want to be able to, regulate and tax that to fund some of the major things in our state, particularly education and drug addiction and mental health clinics. I also would be working very hard to fight against corporate subsidies, such as companies like Foxconn. Our money should be going to Wisconsin citizens and not to corporate entities.
So how does your experience prepare you to be a lieutenant governor, do you think?
So, one of the biggest things I do is I manage people. So that's a lot of what you do as an executive is being able to manage people and resources. So I believe that my experience in human resource management really helps with me doing that. I have a degree in supply chain and operations management, so I really work with the business aspects there. As a program coordinator, I'm able to talk to people. I work in Milwaukee, and I see people every day and the struggles they have as they're looking for jobs. And you know, even when they get jobs, a lot of the jobs are low wage. So we definitely need to take a look at that and help people who are struggling.
Tiffany Anderson is Green Party candidate for Lieutenant Governor of Wisconsin. Do you have questions for Tiffany Anderson? Give us a call at 800-642-1234, 800-642-1234. Tiffany, if you were elected Lieutenant Governor, how would you try to make a measurable difference in Wisconsin?
So one of the first things I would do is work to legalize cannabis. You look at some of the successes other states have had, and it would bring a huge revenue to our state almost immediately. If you look at Colorado, they increased their jobs by 18,000 full-time jobs. That is such a better, opportunity versus what our current administration is doing when they're giving billions of dollars to our corporation without any promises. You look at where Wisconsin is now, we're only ranking 42nd best states in business and 44th in job growth. So, legalizing marijuana would really help with those issues. I would also look at fully funding education, and that's part of where half of what I want the revenues from cannabis legalization to go to. Our schools right now have dropped, from being one of the top in the state to being at the bottom of the list. So fully funding our education is one of the main things I would do. I would look at instituting a fair funding formula to make sure that every student in our state gets an equal opportunity to learn and have opportunities down in life.
You're a member of the Green Party. Currently, there aren't any Green Party members in Wisconsin government. What would you bring to the office based on your party affiliation?
So, like I said, the Green Party is, you know, the only party that does not accept corporate financing. So I would really be for the people. I would have no influences from, you know, corporations or anybody who helps finance my campaign. Say as well, would have to work with both sides. I believe that would help solve some of the divisiveness within our state.
Well, if elected, it's possible that you'd be working with a governor who was not a member of your party. So talk a little bit about that, working across the aisle, so to speak. How do you see yourself working with a governor who isn't a member of the Green Party?
I'm sorry, I do have to correct you there. In Wisconsin, we do run as a ticket. So if I do win, if I would be with Michael White, who is running for governor, so it is a combined ticket.
Okay, the legislature is probably not going to have a majority of Green Party members. How would you work with them to get to your agenda forwarded?
Okay, yeah, definitely. So I would definitely have to make some bridges as far as you know, speaking with them about the issues. I believe there's a lot of issues that I would work very well with the Democrats on. And it's just kind of finding those issues to move forward. I know there's a lot of Democrats fighting for whether it's marijuana legalization or Badger Care for All. There's lots of issues that that I can connect with our different leaders on.
You mentioned that the Green Party doesn't take corporate contributions. Talk a little bit about what you think of the role that money plays in elections.
Well, you know, they always say follow the money. So when you look at all levels of our government, you can definitely see the correlation between who finances people's campaigns and the way they vote. So whether you look at you know, people who accept money from the NRA and the different gun laws that are passed, or you look at who accepts money from pharmaceutical companies and how against universal health care or Badger Care for All they are. So it does definitely influences the vote, because you do have that feeling of you owe them something, you know, quid pro quo.
What do you think, in addition to your issue of legalizing marijuana, you were also active in the protests against Act 10. What's your position then on restoring union rights to public employees?
Oh, we definitely need to give them their rights back. You keep seeing how the current administration is fighting against unions and against workers. So I would look to, you know, reverse Act 10 and then also get rid of the right to work in our state. It's the unions is what really helps our middle class and helps fight for wages that people deserve. Without the unions, there you keep seeing workers' rights be dismantled. You know, like I work in the staffing agency, and I see some of the different things that some of the companies ask for, and it's whether it's decreasing wages or break time. And we do need unions to stand up against corporate interests and fight for people, fight for the middle class.
Tiffany, thank you for your time today.
Thank you so much. I enjoyed it.
That was Tiffany Anderson. She's a Green Party candidate for lieutenant governor. She faces Libertarian Patrick Baer, Democrat Mandela Barnes, Republican incumbent Rebecca Clefish, and Independent Will Loesch. This is the Morning Show on the Ideas Network.